Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's get back to the Daily Tip with Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Thursday morning. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Best bets coming your way in mere moments. Chelsea, oh my God, you have three bets on the card. I have six bets on the card, so we're going to get to those shortly. I don't think I asked you. It's time for an update on Blake. She had a game on Tuesday night, from what I understand. What'd she go, 2-for-3, stolen base? How'd it go?
Oh, on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think she got on base every time, but listen, like, nobody plays defense at age 6. So, like, they cannot throw the ball to first. So, like, if you even make any type of connection, you're getting to first base. So, like, that's, like, I think everybody got on base, and I'm pretty sure they did not record a single out. So, like, I'm not electing her into the Hall of Fame yet. But we do have another game tonight, and I know she's really excited for it.
Oh, that's exciting. I got to get back on the athletic train. I got to work out or do something, man. I had to, like, take a break because I thought I injured my hernia again, re-injured it. And I was like, oh, my God. But I took a break. I'm good. I went to the doctor. I'm fine. I just have to be careful because I had surgery on that a few years ago. So I was like, He's like, no, you're okay. Just take a couple weeks off. You'll be good to go. But I got to get back in the gym or do something to be active. What about – I feel like you work out what? 2-3 times a week? You're in the gym on a regular basis, I feel like.
2-3 times a week?
I don't know.
I'm there 5 to 6 days a week.
Oh.
And I've been doing that since I was like 9. So I think it's now such a, like, it's been such a long-running part of my life that
right.
It feels strange when I don't do it. So
right.
I'm one of those people that, like, I have, like, I don't know if this is called Stockholm Syndrome or, like, what it's called, to where I don't feel like it's a good workout until I almost die. To where people are like, oh, just go for like a long walk. I'm like, no, that doesn't feel like a workout to me. So like if I'm not doing some type of like high intensity exercise, it feels like a waste of time to me.
Yeah.
And I know I need to get off of that mindset because like, I don't know, think about like 20 years down the road, like I'm probably not going to be able to do like high intensity sprints. But it's a mindset that I am working on.
Wow. I'm definitely not trying to work out until I die. Like, I may have a heart attack here. A couple more reps and I'll be done. I'm just happy to get in the gym. So maybe I'll do that later on today. Got a lot of work for tomorrow's show, but it's always fun because we get to talk football all show long. Before that, how about an episode of Bet Sweats coming up next. Joe, Sammy P, of course, they'll be along handing out their favorite plays for Thursday Night Football. Always love hearing what they have to say. Andy Molitor from BetSports joins at 10 o'clock, and then Chuck Esposito is along at 11:20. All right, here we go. Loaded card, let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Okay, Chelsea, it is your time to shine. Where are you going?
Yeah, it's time to bet on another target share king, and his name is Jaxon Smith-Njigba. If you're looking for somebody who is guaranteed to have a big part of this offense every single game, it's JSN. And you look at the targets here. In three games this year, he's had 13, 10, and 6 targets. If you're looking at the entirety of the NFL, it's tied for the 7th most in the league. So we know that Sam Darnold is going to be looking JSN's way. And plus, the high-end potential is certainly there, as he's had longest receptions of 40, 43, and 45. And here is his yardage, from the last three games. 124, 103, and 96. And I understand at some point the bubble is going to burst, but I don't think that 9 is tonight. I do think Sam Darnold slings it a bit. I think this game is maybe closer than people expect, and the line indicates that. You know, the Seahawks only a 1.5-point favorite, so I'm going to go JSN over 9.5 receiving yards for -140 over at BetMGM.
All right. Good luck on that. Like that play a lot because I think Sam Darnold's going to have a big night. I got a huge card, so I'm going to start in baseball. Early action, Reds on the money line against the Pirates. If you are playing at home or looking at it, I don't mind the Reds on the run line at plus money here, but I got them at 164. Juicy card today. Whatever. The Reds need this win. I can't imagine them getting swept by the Buccos. Braxton Ashcraft has been really good for the Buccos this season, 4-3, 2.62 ERA. He sort of split time between the bullpen and as a member of the starting rotation, but he's not going to go long in this game, and then the Reds' bats can get to that Pirates' bullpen, one of the worst in the majors. Nick Lodolo goes for Cincinnati. He has an ERA of 2.74 when pitching away from Cincy, and the Reds just have to get this win. I think they do. Let's go Reds on the money line.
Ah, going with the Reds again.
Yeah.
All right, so for me, back to football, going to go with somebody who I feel like has a lot of room to grow in this offense, and that is Trey Benson, the running back for the Arizona Cardinals tonight. Over 19.5 receiving yards, not rushing yards, receiving yards, just because I think this is a very tough matchup on the ground for running backs, as we've seen, for Seattle giving up the third fewest yards per carry of any defense in the NFL. So I think the way that the Cardinals use Trey Benson in this one is to use him with his catches. And so 19.5 is the number tonight. He's gone over this in one game. But keep in mind, that's when James Conner was in the fold. He was the starting running back for the Cardinals. Now he's out for the season. So it's going to be the Trey Benson show tonight. And I think he gets some of those catches. And the matchup, again, looks really good on paper, at least. The Seahawks are giving up the most receiving yards to opposing running backs of any team in the NFL. So I do think that he goes over his receiving prop of 19.5. Next up, we're going to go with Kyler Murray using his legs tonight. 25 plus rush yards, you can get that for -147. This feels like it has a very stable floor because he's hit this in every single game this year. He's rushed for 32 plus in every single game, and the carries have been there as well. At least 6 carries in every game this year. And we know that Kyler Murray in primetime, I feel like when the stage and the spotlight is the brightest, he's going to will his team to a win, or at least try to. I don't know if the Cardinals win, but I do think Kyler Murray puts his team on his back and tries to run the ball a little bit. 25 plus rush yards is the play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Play for -147.
All right. I'm going back to baseball here. Marlins, Phillies, over 8.5. Right now it's at 9. I'd play it at over 9 as well. Here's the thing. Jansen Junk going up against Walker Buehler. Junk will give up runs. There is no question about it. Yeah, last time out against the Rangers, okay, fine. 7 innings of 1-run baseball. That is not the norm. Before that, he had gone 9 straight appearances with 3 runs or more, increasing his ERA by more than a run. Phillies bats always live at home. I expect him to struggle. Walker Buehler going for the Phillies. Looked okay since coming over from the Dodgers. Still an ERA over 5 this season. The wind is blowing out today at Citizens Bank Park. And at home, the Phillies are the third best over team in Major League Baseball. We're going 8.5. Mets at the Cubs. First 7. Under 6.5. It's -145. Here's the thing. You've got Nolan McLean going for the Mets and Shota Imanaga going for the Cubbies. Now, Shota has been Shota, sort of. He's given up at least 3 runs in 5 straight starts. I think he gets hit here, but he'll often go into the 6th or 7th inning. He's very consistent in that way. I like the Mets on the first 5 money line. You can find that at -105 as well. Nolan McLean has been an absolute stud, and you're not getting the value on him, or you actually are getting the value because everyone's looking at Shota. Nolan McLean has been unbelievable during his 7 starts this season, has not allowed more than 2 runs in a single start, and the wind is blowing straight in today at Wrigley. This should be a low-scoring game, first 7 under 6.5. How about some Thursday night football? Seattle on the money line, -125. This line has switched. It opened with Seattle as a dog in this game. They were grabbing a point. Now they're 1.5 favorites, so we've seen the money come in on the Seahawks. And the reason why is I just don't know how good this Arizona club is. They beat the Saints by a touchdown. Their defense is leaky enough that the Panthers almost came all the way back and beat them. And then last week, they got edged by a beat-up Niners team. The market still does not respect Sam Darnold. 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. He can take shots down the field against this very weak and banged up Cardinals secondary. Again, James Conner out for the Arizona offense. I think Seattle wins tonight outright. So that's the play, Seattle on the money line. Also on Kyler Murray. Whew! More than 25 rushing yards. The original number set at 26.5, went up to 29.5. Now back to 28.5. You want to play the over there. But worth the juice at over 25. I think we see a lot of design runs for Kyler tonight with Connor out of the lineup. The Cardinals have hinted as such. He's averaging more than 34 yards per game this season. He's hit this number in every game this season. So Kyler over 25 rushing yards. And finally, Army +5 at ECU. Anytime you have to face a service academy on a short week, I like the service academy. It's really difficult to prepare for that triple option that Army brings to the table. They are 4th nationally in running the football. ECU got pushed around by BYU last week, and Army could easily be undefeated right now. They've lost 2 of their games this season in overtime. This number got as high as 5.5 before we saw some buyback here. So let's go Army +5 at ECU. There we go.
Ah, important clarification. It's 25 plus yards. So, Jenks, if it lands on 25, you win your bet. So
yes.
Just so you know.
Yes, correct. 25 or more.
Those yards matter.
Yes.
People are like, 1 yard doesn't matter. It absolutely matters.
No question. So. You can hit it as long as it's 25 or more. We still cash, and that's the important thing. All right, Donkster, get on in here, buddy, because we got to find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats after we talk to you.
Why isn't anyone talking about the magazine cover that I'm on?
Oh, I'm afraid to ask.
Go to your local newsstand and pick up this month's edition of Jugs.
Donkster,
here's the caption. Friends and insiders talk to Jugs about how the former model captured the heart of a country and became the most talked about donkey in sports.
Former model?
I showed some pictures of myself.
Well, that's not modeling. Do you have a bet?
I do. Marvin Harrison Jr. over 46.5 receiving yards.
Oh, good job. Actual prop bet. Don't want to see that from you. Well, Bet Sweats hung us out to dry once again. Thumbs down. Nothing doing. Stuffed at the goal line. Oh, 4 straight attempts from the 1. Not getting in.
It's fine. We've been through this before. And plus, like, what, we have 45 seconds to kill? We don't need them anyway. I was thinking to myself, they've got to get a cameo from Mike Tyson to be like, Beth Wet, right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Can't you pay for cameos?
Come up next on Beth Wet. Except he would just speak normally. Like, we do it with the lisp intentionally. He would just talk, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They got to pay for that. Put that on the docket.
How much would a Mike Tyson cameo cost? I wonder. We gotta look that up. I'm gonna get a cameo. $2.50 for every cameo. I feel like I'm stealing money. Yeah, that's gonna do it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Hope you all have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.